A piece of political theater, a ritual really, is playing out today across the Atlantic. Britain's Prime Minister Gordon Brown has just paid a visit to Queen Elizabeth. He asked the monarch for her consent to hold national elections 1 month from today on May 6. As Vicky Barker reports from London, the sour economy has made this the most hotly contested British election in many years.
Blame the recession or the widely acknowledged charisma deficit on the part of the incumbent Prime Minister Gordon Brown. The fact is, after 13 years and an unprecedented 3 consecutive electoral victories, the Labour Party under Tony Blair's successor finds itself the underdog.
Tonight, a promise of tax cuts for less well-off people, the new Conservative strategy for the election.
Whoever wins will have to decide how and when to try to balance Britain's budget without endangering Britain's fragile recovery. It's broadly acknowledged some combination of tax hikes and spending cuts will be needed to rein in Britain's debt, currently running at about 68% of the country's gross domestic product. The question is, who should pay? David Cameron, leader of the main opposition Conservative Party, has claimed a Labour plan to increase Social Security taxes would destroy jobs.
We think that the government is tackling the deficit with too much in the way of taxes. We think there ought to be a better balance with more work being done on cutting wasteful spending.
In turn, Gordon Brown's charge the Conservatives will try to get the country out of debt too soon, comparing the British economy to an injured athlete forced back onto the field.
After an injury, you need support to recover. So with the economy, we're not back to full fitness. We need to maintain support.
Brown's government imposed a 50% tax bracket for high earners. The Conservatives have no immediate plans to roll that back. Britain's third party, the Liberal Democrats, would go farther, imposing a so-called mansion tax on all properties worth more than £2 million, about $3 million. Only the Lib Dems, as they're called, are refusing to rule out cuts to Britain's National Health Service and other cherished entitlements. And economist David Newbury says Labour and the Conservatives are being naive at best when they talk about protecting certain social welfare programs.
I think both parties have now realised that very dramatic reductions in public expenditure are needed, and instead they're defending what might even be increases in public expenditure.
In downtown Slough, about 15 miles west of London, the mood among voters is sullen. The town carries some unwelcome cultural baggage. It was the fictional setting for the British mockumentary series The Office. Slough's been a multicultural town for decades, but in recent years, a flood of new immigrants from Eastern Europe has left local services overwhelmed. Immigration may yet prove to be the sleeping giant of this campaign. In Slough and elsewhere, there's a simmering sense that white Britons and first and second generation Brits of South Asian descent are losing out to more recent arrivals. IT professional Madit Birdie has a job at the electronics giant IBM, yet feels he has little to show for his hard work.
The amount of money I get paid is ridiculous, and the amount of taxes I'm paying is just ridiculous, to be honest. And it's just getting more difficult to survive in this country now.
Nearby, Jeff Broster leans against the display window of the clothing store he manages. He doesn't believe the politicians who say they can get Britain out of its economic mess.
They can't keep most of their election promises anyway. So, you know, I'm not even going to bother voting this year.
Political scientist John Curtis says attitudes like that have helped make this the closest race in 2 decades.
We'll have to wait and see whether or not the public think that therefore as a result it's actually worth turning out or not.
Voter apathy could prove to be the other sleeping giant of this campaign. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.